This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So Vimeo banned Natural News now, on top of all the other bans. You know, we've been banned by Twitter and banned by Facebook and banned by Google and banned by, gosh, everybody, Pinterest, you name it. But this happened on the same day that Vimeo also banned Project Veritas. And I think it happened because, well, let me back up. So Project Veritas rolls out this bombshell video, right? Exposing Google's criminal fraud, massive collusion, racketeering, admitted by one of their own executives named Jen Janai, caught on camera, talking about how they're interfering with elections, which is a felony crime, by the way, and making sure that someone like Trump never gets elected again, that they're doing social engineering and programming and all this stuff. And they call it fairness, by the way. It's all fairness. And to the left, fairness means silencing all conservatives. Then it's fair. That's literally the way they think. These are all fascists. So Project Veritas rolls out this bombshell video with that footage, plus a whistleblower who used to work inside Google that comes on and talks about all the different algorithms and the cheating and the deception and the social programming and everything that Google does on a daily basis. This video hits. Project Veritas posts it on YouTube. Within hours, YouTube bans the video. So yes, Google, which owns YouTube, bans a video exposing Google banning content. This is how desperate Google has become now. They're actually censoring the videos that expose Google censorship. So, of course, Project Veritas, run by James O'Keefe, posts it to Vimeo. And Vimeo is a paid video platform. You pay a monthly fee, you get to post videos on there, and they can be viewed by the public and so on. The next day, Vimeo bans Project Veritas, proving that they're colluding with Google. Now, you would think that Vimeo might be a competitor of YouTube, but no, they're all colluding together. They're all in a massive criminal conspiracy. It's a massive collusion, criminal enterprise, cartels, racketeering. Vimeo, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, Pinterest, MailChimp, on and on. It's all a massive criminal conspiracy. And Project Veritas then tweeted out something about that, saying, gosh, look at this, you know, look at this chain of being banned. And it involves other organizations as well, beyond what I mentioned here. So Natural News gets banned by Vimeo, and Vimeo just says, well, you violated our terms of service. But of course, they never point out how we violated anything. In fact, the only video we posted on video that day was a video about censorship. So Vimeo bans us after posting a video about censorship, and after we copied, well, actually, we didn't copy it. A user of ours copied the Project Veritas video and posted it on Brighteon.com, which is our YouTube alternative free speech video platform. So we posted it to the public and got the public to, you know, to start sharing that. Look, you can view this video, even though YouTube censored it, you can view it on Brighteon.com. And Project Veritas also posted it on BitChute.com as well. So it was available on at least those two platforms, BitChute and Brighteon.com. And that's when Vimeo banned us. So yes, it's criminal collusion. Yes, these tech giants are run by unindicted criminals. Their executives are criminal fraudsters. They are racketeers. They are the modern day mafia gangsters. And they know exactly what they're doing. They're involved in massive criminal conspiracies, and it's all coordinated. They coordinate the silencing of the conservative channels or even just journalism channels that are independent journalism. Whatever they don't want you to see, they ban it. And this gets worse every single day. And so far, Trump has done nothing to stop it, even as surely he must realize that he's going to lose the 2020 election and America will descend into an Orwellian nightmare, a fascist nightmare of thought control, speech control, total censorship, total monopoly over all tech platforms. No competitors allowed to rise up and compete because you'll be blocked by Google. on the Android platform, or you'll be blocked by Apple. Look at Gab. Gab's app was blocked by Google and Apple. And Parler, also a new upcoming social media platform, also had its app blocked by Apple. Same as Natural News. We've been blocked by Apple for months for our new app. They won't let us roll out an update because Apple is evil. Apple is a criminal enterprise. Tim Cook. I'm going back in time to Steve Jobs. Tim Cook is an unindicted criminal. And by the way, Steve Jobs never would have done that. Steve Jobs had a conscience. Tim Cook doesn't. Tim Cook is a global criminal. He should be on the Interpol arrest list, along with Pinchai is his name, at Google, Sundar, and of course, Jack Dorsey at Twitter. These are all criminals. These people are all engaged in racketeering and fraud, and they should all be arrested and indicted. In fact, Trump should have the U.S. government seize the domain names of these tech giants and shut them down for 2 years as a penalty for their 2 years of censorship. Actually, it's been more than 2 years, but the federal government should seize Google.com, Facebook.com, Twitter.com, and so on. Seize all the domains for 2 years, just shut them down. And say, look, we'll turn it back on when you agree to stop violating the basic civil rights of the American people. You have to respect the First Amendment if you're going to be able to operate. And yes, that's the proper role of government, not to run those companies, but to prevent them from steamrolling basic civil liberties of the American people. We don't want the government to run Facebook, but we want the government to force Facebook to stop censoring speech based on the political slant of that speech. So call your senators, call your member of Congress, call your state attorney general and tell them that you demand criminal investigations into the tech giants. This is the only way it's going to get done. Tell them you demand investigations and that you are tired of conservatives being unfairly censored and silenced by a monopoly of tech companies run by unindicted criminal fraudsters and racketeers and modern-day techno-fascist mafia bosses. That's what they are, and they all should be behind bars instead of running the speech code of society. Really, do you want Mark Zuckerberg to control what you're allowed to say or think or read or speak or share? That's insane. Mark Zuckerberg should be in prison. Mark Zuckerberg should be in a 5x5 concrete cell because he's tried to create that for your mind. He has put you in a mental prison and billions of people in mental prisons. It's time for him to go to prison, and it's time for everybody else to be set free. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Share this and join the effort for free speech. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.